Good morning. It's 1st of June. Our New Testament reading today is Hebrews 6 and 7. Once again, I'm going to read to you from Brother John Carter. This passage concentrates on the second part of Hebrews chapter 6. I read, "There are promises, and there must be patience. The promises are sure, for God confirmed them with an oath. Abraham, the friend of God and their ancestor, was the recipient of promises involving all for which they hoped. Since God could not swear by a greater, he swore by himself. 'By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, in blessing I will bless thee. Thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed.'" Those words come from Genesis 22, verses 16 to 18. It was after Abraham had patiently endured, even to being ready to offer up his son, that he received the promise. So must they endure. The graciousness of God is seen in this matter. When men confirm by oath, it ends gainsaying. God is even more willing than men to show the certainty of his promise, wherefore he confirmed his promise by oath. Faith thus rests upon two immutable things, God's promise and oath, bringing every encouragement. God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Those words come from verses 17 and 18. The refuge finds its illustration in the cities of refuge, to which the manslayer fled. There the pursued found safety and escaped the avenger. The Hebrews likewise had sought refuge in God's asylum in Christ, taking hold of the hope connected therewith. This hope is described as sure and firm, and as entering within the veil, and is compared to an anchor of the life, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest for ever after the order of Melchizedek. The anchor suggests the further figure. In times of storm and stress, a small boat, or sometimes a man, would put off from a ship and enter the harbour, carrying a line which was made fast to an anchor within the harbour, and the ship was thus pulled to safety. The small boat was the forerunner. But at once the figure comes back to the scripture parable of the priest and the Day of Atonement. The high priest entered in beyond the veil to the presence of God. So Jesus has entered as high priest to the Father's presence. Within the veil is the immortal state and fullness of joy in the friendship and fellowship of God. Jesus has passed within the veil, and he has entered into heaven itself. But the state represented by the holiest of all is not descendant upon ascent to heaven. It is not a matter of place, but of physical nature and spiritual relationship to the Father. Let us then endure and hold fast to the anchor of our soul. Thank you for listening.